Okay, let's talk about events in your boutique business, whether it's a mobile retail business, a pop-up business, or honestly, your brick and mortar could go on the road too. So let's talk about it. Welcome to the Boost Your Boutique podcast. I'm your host, Emily Benson, corporate merchant turned boutique owner turned consultant. I want you to start, grow, and scale your boutique business right here with me. If you're ready to master your mindset, margins, and marketing, you're in the right place. If we haven't met yet, hi, I'm Emily Benson. I am a boutique consultant and I'm here to help you grow your business. I love retail, I love product, and I want to help you sell more of it, okay? So where can you sell it? This is a question I get asked all the time. Once you've started up, you might be in a position where you have a mobile boutique in a trailer or a truck, or you're going to want to start doing pop-ups. Now, what are pop-ups? Why would you do it? What does that even mean? Okay, so a lot of people are doing pop-ups now because they're easier, okay? It's a good way to test the market. So pop-ups are any event that happen like as a vendor event. So this could be a craft show, a local artisan market. Sometimes pop-ups are more semi-permanent too. You could do a pop-up for a holiday season at a mall, right? You could do a pop-up in a shared vendor space that someone else manages for you and you just make money from, right? Pop-ups are anything that are like temporary or semi-permanent. And the idea is that you're going there, you're testing the location, you're testing the audience, and you're seeing if it works for you. Not every pop-up is going to be good, and not all pop-ups are created equal, okay? I have done pop-up events that I've made thousands of dollars at, and I've done pop-up events where I've made like $100. The $100 one was a food truck festival. I had a 30-foot step van and I figured, let me go hang out with the other step vans and see what happens. Well, guess what? People are there to eat, not to shop. They don't feel good when they're eating. They don't want to try on clothes. It was BAD bad for me, okay? So I really never did many food truck festivals because it just wasn't worth it for me. That said, I love a good neighborhood event, a neighborhood market, an artisan market, any kind of like fair festival on the street in the city, like I'm there, okay? That's the thing. You've got to figure out what the vibe of your customer is going to be so that you know where they're going to be. The idea of a pop-up is that you're going there, right? You're going to where they're going to be. And so making sure you're in the right neighborhood with the right demographics, and those customers are going to be actually showing up at that event. Whether or not they buy is a whole nother thing, but if they're going to be at that event, you want to be at it too, okay? You want to study the other vendors that are there. You want to study the ones that look busy. You want to see what they're doing. This is a great place just even to give away samples, to get people in the door. Like, this is a chance for you to just be out in public. And I find a lot of online boutiques actually probably need to do more pop-ups so that they can get real life customer feedback. So many online boutiques are just posting into the void, emailing into the void, and then wondering why they make no sales. Well, they've had no feedback on their product. They're not getting anything from the public about their product. So they're just operating in this void, right? And they're sitting here. And to be fair, this is when you usually come to me. You're like, why is it not working, Emily? Well, it's generally not working because of your products, but also you're not getting the feedback around your product because it's taking so much effort to get it out there. So doing pop-ups like artisan fairs, craft fairs, go on Facebook, look in the events tab, look locally, look 20 miles away, see where you can just get out of the house, set up a table, set up a booth. It doesn't have to be crazy complicated. If you have good product and good branding, you should be okay at these events, okay? So pop-ups are really important. And these are just great events that are going to get you out of the house, get you in front of the public, and get some feedback on your product to see what's working and what's not. Maybe you live in one of these places where like there just isn't pop-ups, it's not a thing, whatever. You have other businesses, okay? And doing collaborative events with other businesses is a no-brainer way to help grow your boutique business, your retail business, your product-based business. Now imagine you sell notebooks, stationery, coffee cups, whatever. What if you went and set up at the local coffee shop, right? Maybe you're even a local author and you just happen to stumble on this. Like, go to a local coffee shop, set up a table, sell your book, talk to people, talk about your book. Even if you go and help one person, if you meet one person, you don't even understand the ripple effect that could happen from that, right? So understand that getting out and doing these collaborative events with business owners could be so good for you. Now, how do you actually set this up? Well, go meet the business owner. Ask if they do events like this. Maybe you see a business in town and they do sort of connection events with people, networking events. They allow people to pop up. Go and ask if you can have your turn too. This also might mean a community center. It might mean a senior center. It might be a library. It might be a, I don't know. What buildings in town are hosting events, are hosting classes, are hosting other stuff that you can go be at, right? And maybe you host a styling class at the library and it's sponsored by your boutique and you bring items from your boutique, you bring items to your closet and you teach a free styling class at the library for people. Again, it gets your name out there. It gets you moving. Okay, pop-up events for me are the thing that get people moving in their business because they have to literally get up and move. Okay, the last thing I'm going to say about any pop-up and any like event that you want to do is you can host it yourself. I know I said it. You could host it yourself. You could put on your own event. I put on a food truck festival after I just said they were terrible for me. But I put on a food truck festival in my town where my store was with my truck. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do an event for the town. It's going to be fun. I love hosting events anyway. Like, why not do this? And it was a hit. Our first food truck festival, we had 2,500 people show up at it in a town of 17,000, like really not that big, right? We are in Massachusetts. It is pretty like densely populated here. But I will say just the goodwill, the knowledge, the talking about my business because I was running it was so good for me. So don't hesitate to be the leader in your area and bring together other people, bring together other pop-ups. Does it take energy and effort for you to advertise and get the word out there? 100%. This is me adding more work to your plate. But if you don't have the opportunity to do what you need to do to run your business, you have to create the opportunity. And that's what I'm getting at, is creating opportunities for yourself to get yourself out there, to start doing things is an absolute no-brainer for any boutique business. So I hope you take my advice. I hope you get out there on the street, start selling your products, set up a booth on your front lawn. It doesn't matter. Get yourself out there, get talking to people. Pop-ups are so, so good and you should be doing them this year.
Have you been in business between 3 and 7 years? You're doing between $20,000 and $40,000 per month, up and down, right? It's not really consistent. You feel like, wow, I'm making a ton of money, but I'm not really making money because I don't pay myself. I'm always freaking out about paying bills and it feels like you're always out of stock in your very best style. Something is wrong. I know I should be doing better. Does this sound like you? Imagine a life where your boutique has consistent, predictable sales and you get to pay yourself enough to fully replace your salary. No more worrying about what can get charged on your credit card, just pure positive cash flow and easy peasy living. Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator isn't just good, it's a game changer. Molly really said it best. Emily helped me organize my wholesale business so I wasn't flying by the seat of my pants every day and wondering why I was so exhausted every day. Molly hit $1 million in sales in 2023. That's the reality that my program, Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator, is offering to you. Think about it. A future where your boutique is a well-oiled machine. No more sleepless nights over inventory nightmares or financial stress. With Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator, we can grow your sales by 20 to 50% in as little as 6 months. On top of that, you'll finally get to pay yourself what you deserve. Molly, just like you, was drowning in chaos. Now, she's not just organized, she's thriving. As Molly puts it, I'm up 57% in sales, 7% in profit. I took 2 real vacations this year, and I have my launches scheduled a year in advance. These are my results, but I truly don't think it would have happened without Emily and Sky's the Limit. I have to add, Molly only started this program in November of 2022, and this is her growth now, November of 2023. But I don't want to just talk about this. I want to help you act on it. And this is where it gets even better. If you are hearing this right now, enrollment for Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator is open, and it's at the lowest price available. Seriously, imagine a boutique where you're not just surviving, you're thriving. Your bank account is healthy, and your stress levels are at an all-time low. Don't take my word for it. Hear what a few other people have to say. Rhonda said, I feel more in control of my inventory than ever before, thanks to you and Sky's the Limit. Probably the best investment I've ever made in my business. Part of what Rhonda's not telling you is that in under 6 months, she had reduced her dead inventory by 50%. Ashley also joined us last November of 2022 and was averaging between $20,000 and $24,000 a month, simply selling through her Facebook group. By February, she had jumped to $32,000. By March, was hitting hitting $42,000 a month. That's double what she was doing just a few months before. We didn't do any advertising. She actually launched less days a week. We simply made better buying decisions that fueled her growth. Time's ticking. Your dream boutique is just a click away. You can have results just like this too. Head on over to www.boutiquetrainingacademy.com/skies-the-limit, all one word, and enroll right now. Your 20 to 50% increase in sales in 2024 starts right now.